Chapter 4. Teleportation at the Zoo. Word list. Attack. Be afraid of. Cage. Carnivore. Carnivorous. Dangerous. Desert. Eagle. Endangered. Enormous. Extinct. Habitat. Harm. Hawk. Herbivore. Herbivorous. Hunt. Jungle. Lifespan. Lizard. Mammal. Octopus. Paw. Poison. Poisonous. Polar bear. Pollution. Population. Powerful. Prey. Protect. Reptile. Shark. Survive. Trunk. Whale. Wild. Wing. Expressions.
When do dolphins hunt?
They usually hunt in the morning.
Why are they becoming extinct?
They are becoming extinct because people hunt them.
People hunt sharks because they make soup with their fins. These animals sometimes release their poison in water. What should people do to save wild animals?
People should stop hunting them and protect their natural habitat.
Chapter 4. Teleportation at the Zoo. 1 month later.
The football team of Magnific is in Sunland. The stadium is very crowded. Spectators are shouting and singing. Everyone feels very excited.
We trained hard. Let's go and win this match. Don't forget to obey the rules, Arda. I'm watching you. Are you ready?
Yes!
No, I'm not ready. Where is the Queen? I came here to see her, and she isn't here.
The Queen? I think she's visiting the zoo next to the stadium now. She'll come to the celebration ceremony after the match.
But she is coming, right?
Sure, she's coming.
And the match begins. Miranda has the ball. She passes it to Jamie. Jamie hits the ball. A player from the opponent team tries to take the ball, but he falls down for no reason. Enigmatic's hands are in his pockets again. Taylor takes the ball. He throws it to Bonnie. Bonnie just stands there and looks at the spectators. The ball hits her head and bounces. It's a goal! Bonnie is always lucky! The game starts again. The opponent team is playing with the ball now. Arda tries to take the ball, but he can't, so he pushes a player and makes him fall down. The player is injured. Arda receives a red card. Mr. Ruler and Mr. Runner look very angry. They are coming towards Arda. Arda looks around. What can help him? He looks at Enigmatic.
Mr. Ruler and Mr. Runner are coming here. I don't want to be punished. Help me.
What can I do?
I don't know. You are an alien. Do something.
Enigmatic rolls his eyes and puts his hand in his pocket. Suddenly, something appears in the middle of the stadium. Arda sees it and starts shouting.
Look, Mr. Ruler, a snake!
The principal doesn't believe him.
Your lies can't save you this time, Arda.
But later, he sees the snake too.
Oh, that's real. Stop the game! There is a snake on the football pitch.
The referee stops the game. Everyone asks each other, what's happening? What does a snake do in the middle of the football pitch? How did it get there? Later, they hear the announcement. Dear spectators, we have some news for you. There is a zoo next to the stadium, and all animals escape from their cages. Zookeepers are coming to take the snake, so we must postpone the match. Please leave the stadium. There can be other wild animals around. People panic, and they run out of the stadium, but Enigmatic doesn't. Arda gets closer to him.
Don't you hear? This place is dangerous. There can be wild animals around. Aren't you afraid of them? We must leave. Hurry up.
I know. I did it to help you.
You did it?
Enigmatic takes out his hand from his pocket. There is a remote control in his hand.
This is the remote control of my teleportation machine. I use it to make other players fall down in football matches. And I teleported animals at the zoo out of their cages a few minutes ago.
I don't understand. Why did you do that?
Now nobody remembers your foul. You asked for my help, and I helped you.
Arda is shocked.
But there are people at the zoo. Oh no! The Queen of Sunland is at the zoo too. We must do something.
Enigmatic pushes some buttons on the remote control. Suddenly, they find themselves at the zoo.
Let's find the queen and save her.
I don't understand. How did we come to the zoo?
Enigmatic shows his remote control.
We teleported ourselves.
Arda feels terrified. All the animals are out of their cages, and they are looking at them.
Oh no! There are wild animals around us. They can attack us. Hurry up! Use your teleportation machine and put them back into their cages.
Okay, but which cage does each animal belong to?
A. Teleport the animals into the right cages. Look at the pictures on page 47. And write the names of the animals in the right cages.
They teleport the animals to their cages.
Oh, they are all in their cages. It's a miracle.
Come on, we must find the queen. Where can she be?
Let's look at the aquarium section. Maybe she is there.
They go to the aquarium. The queen isn't there, but they see something else.
Oh no! These sea animals aren't in their aquariums. They are on the floor. We must do something. Hurry up! Let's use a teleportation machine and put them back into their aquariums.
B. Read the texts and match the pictures of the sea animals with the information under the aquariums. 1.
White whale. White whales are very interesting animals. They are white. They are very social animals. They can swim backwards. They have got teeth, but they don't chew their prey. They just swallow it. These animals are becoming extinct because people hunt them. Also, water pollution harms their natural habitat. We should take precautions to protect these animals. For example, we shouldn't throw our trash into seas. We should recycle our trash. Also, we shouldn't hunt them.
2.
Blue-ringed octopus. These animals measure up to 20 centimeters, and they have got 8 arms. They live for 2 years. They are poisonous. They grab their prey with their arms, bite them, and poison them. The poison kills them in minutes, so they are very dangerous. They sometimes release their poison in water. The poison paralyzes the fish passing by, and the blue-ringed octopus eats them.
3.
Tiger shark. People call them tiger sharks because they have stripes, like tigers. Tiger shark population is going down because people hunt them for their fins. They can measure up to 7.5 meters. Their weight is between 385 to 635 kilograms. They are carnivorous. Normally, they eat fish and sea turtles. But when they see something else, they sometimes eat that too. For example, researchers found plastic bags, plates, and some other trash in the stomach of a tiger shark.
4.
Clemene dolphin. Clemene dolphins live in the Atlantic Ocean. They are very social animals. They live in groups. They like warmer climates. They eat small fish. They hunt their prey in the morning or at night. They like jumping in and out of the water.
Arda and Enigmatic use the teleportation machine and push all the fish back into their aquariums. Arda looks at the information under the aquariums.
C. Read the information under the aquariums on page 48 and 49 again, and answer the questions below.
These are endangered animals. We must protect them.
I agree with you, says a voice behind them. They turn back and see a woman. She is blonde, and she has got blue eyes. She is tall and slim. She is wearing a brown hat and a brown coat. She introduces herself.
I'm Jolene Greenhead. I'm a vet.
D. Miss Greenhead has a speaking problem. She stammers. Some of her words are difficult to understand. Order the letters of the underlined words. Write the correct words under them.
Nice to meet you. I'm Arda, and he is Enigmatic.
We are looking for the Queen. Where is she?
The Queen? She was here in the morning. I gave her some information about some endangered animals and the pollution problem.
Where is she now?
She left the zoo half an hour ago, and later, all these crazy things happened. All animals got out of their cages. We don't understand how they did this. The doors are closed. It's like these animals were teleported out.
Enigmatic's face turns red. He puts the remote control back into his pocket.
Where did the Queen go?
I don't know. Actually, there is a more important question. How did you two get into the zoo? It's closed.
Arda and Enigmatic look at each other. Arda changes the topic.
Well, I have a more important question. Why do you keep these animals here? Do you think it's fair? They all have a home in the jungle, in the desert, or in the ocean.
These animals aren't here for shows. People pollute the earth so much, and they can't live in their natural habitats now. So we take them here to protect them. Also, there are some animals with health problems. We help them and send them back to their habitats. Let me show you. Look.
Miss Greenhead takes out her mobile phone and shows them some pictures.
E. Look at the pictures. The animals have a problem with one of their body parts. Fill in the blanks in Arda's speech.
Oh, poor lion. There is a problem with its paw.
Miss Greenhead shows another picture. This is an elephant.
Oh, I love elephants. They are enormous and powerful, and they are herbivores. Poor thing. There is a problem with its trunk.
Miss Greenhead changes the picture on her mobile phone. This time, they see the picture of a falcon.
Too bad. It's a falcon, and its wing is broken.
F. Miss Greenhead starts stammering again. Write the missing letters of the words.
Ms. Greenhead wants to show another picture of an ill animal. She slides her finger on the screen. The photo of an animal fossil appears. She slides the screen again because she is looking for another picture. But suddenly, Enigmatic stops her.
What is this?
That's a dinosaur fossil. I was at the museum yesterday, and I took this photograph.
Are these animals still alive?
No, they aren't. They are extinct.
Do you know why?
Well, we aren't sure. Researchers think that these animals don't live anymore because a very big meteor hit our planet and killed them all.
Nice.
Arda and Ms. Greenhead look at Enigmatic. They are confused.
Nice. We are talking about the extinction of a whole species, Enigmatic. You can't say it's nice.
I read the explanations written on the cages. Many of these animals at the zoo are endangered species. That's because people hunt them or people cause pollution. And many animals became extinct because of humans. So I think you, humans, enjoy the extinction of animals.
You? Aren't you a human like us, little boy?
Oh, yes. Well, sorry. I should say we.
We don't enjoy the extinction of animals.
So why don't you hunt them or destroy their natural habitat?
Because...
Arda can't find a good answer to this question, so he keeps silent. Ms. Greenhead is silent too.
G. Arda is thinking about the answer of Enigmatic's question. Choose the correct answer to complete his ideas.
Anyway, let me take you out of the zoo. There can be wild animals around.
Arda and Enigmatic are leaving the zoo.
Goodbye, Miss Greenhead.
Goodbye.
Arda and Enigmatic start walking. Arda looks at Enigmatic's friendly appearance for a while.
We did very dangerous things. That's enough. Let's tell people that you're an alien.
Enigmatic looks scared. He stops and turns to Arda. He starts shouting.
No, you can't do it. I'm not ready for this. They can be afraid of me. They can kill me. Humans caused the extinction of many animals. Do you think they let me go?
Arda says no, and he doesn't change his mind. Enigmatic understands that, so he gives up.
Oh, fine. Let's go and find the queen and tell her that I'm an alien.
Forget the queen, Enigmatic. The match is postponed. We must find Mr. Ruler and go back to Magnific. We don't have time to see the queen.
At that moment, two boys pass by them. Arda and Enigmatic hear the boy speaking.
I found Queen at the music store near the zoo.
Wow! I love Queen! It's awesome!
Enigmatic hears this and he smiles.
Wow! They say the Queen is at the music store. I'm going there.
And he starts running to the music store. Arda runs after him.
Hey, wait for me!
Enigmatic rushes into the music store.
Where is the queen?
Calm down, little boy. It's there, on the second shelf.
Enigmatic is confused.
The queen is on the second shelf?
The shopkeeper points at the second shelf and takes a music album. He gives it to Enigmatic.
Here it is.
Oh! It's not the Queen we're looking for. It's the album of Queen. It's my favorite music group.
Arda buys the CD. Enigmatic looks very angry after they leave the shop.
I'm not looking for a music CD. I'm looking for the real Queen, the Queen of Sunland.
The Queen is fine. Why do you still want to find her?
Because I have my reasons.
At that moment, Mr. Ruler sees them. He looks very angry.
Where are you? I couldn't find you anywhere. I was so worried. Hurry up. We must go to the port. We are going back to Magnifique.
They are all on the ship, and everyone looks very sad.
The match is postponed. We trained so hard. We couldn't get the cup. That's so bad.
Yes, we couldn't play today, but it isn't over. We can play the final match next month in Istanbul. We are the champions of this year. I can feel it.
Arda looks at everyone's sad faces. He feels this isn't the right time to tell everyone that Enigmatic is an alien. So he takes out his CD player. He pushes the play button and Queen's song starts playing.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 145 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Collection page at the back of the book.